All righty then. It is 10:08 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON. My name is Perry Small, and you are listening to Midday Madness. Last year, it might have been this year, I don't know. Everything's confusing. But remember when those students walked out, Chicago Public Schools students walked out, calling for a ceasefire ban, or the other ones that were got together and they went to vote or whatever. It was something. And I said to myself back then, I said, you know, that wasn't organized by anyone but the Chicago Teachers Union. Now, you can say what you want, but this Chicago Teachers Union is very much what teachers unions look like, act like, and operate like today. You can love them or you can hate them. So when I'm reading this story on Monday that the Illinois Policy Institute filed complaints with the Chicago Public Schools Inspector General and the Chicago Public Schools Ethics Advisor regarding a Chicago Teachers Union-sponsored day of political engagement that is likely in violation of school district rules. When I saw this, I was like, here we go, here we go. So, of course, on the case, like they always are, Illinois Policy Institute, it is no secret how they feel about these teachers' unions, because I feel the same exact way. I think they are more about being a political pack. I'm just going to be very transparent with you. It's more political. They are a political pack. And in many ways, I think they're bullies. Joining me on the live line is Miley Smith. And Miley Smith is Senior Director of Labor Policy and Staff Attorney for the Illinois Policy Institute. Attorney Smith, welcome to the program. How are you today? Attorney Smith, are you there? Maybe she's not.
Here I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Attorney Smith, for joining us today. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm fine. Thank
Listen,
you.
I get this. I get this like nobody's business about filing this complaint. Why did the Illinois Policy Institute file this complaint with the Inspector General's office? What is off to you with this day of political engagement that's supposed to be coming up?
Well, we saw that Chicago Teachers Union sent out an email announcing that it was partnering with Bring Chicago Home and some other entities. But mainly, you know, that caught our eyes, that they were partnering with Bring Chicago Home and encouraging teachers to organize busloads of kids to attend what really is a political rally.
Yes.
During school day. And as we know, Bring Chicago Home is the political committee urging voters to approve Johnson's tax hike proposal. That's a partisan committee.
Right.
And CTU is the third largest financial backer of that political committee. They've poured $400,000 at least into this campaign. And
right.
So it's pretty clear that this was a one-sided political rally, not an experiment or an opportunity for civic engagement.
Yes.
And that's a problem, because not only does it violate CPS's code of ethics, but it was also taking kids out of school for a political rally.
And you know what? This is where I'm with you. I'm completely with you on this. I'm all about teaching civics in the schools. If you were saying, you know, we're going to, let our seniors, go vote on this day. And if it came from the city, it probably isn't even legal to do. But, on election day, if you are a voter, your employer, and I guess even schools, they have to let you, give you the opportunity to go vote, during that time by a state statute. My driver, Daryl, every time we get in the car, And I'm just going to say this because it happens all the time. And I say, the kids are off for school today. Or I'll say, the CPS students are off today. Or the CPS, he's a parent, but his girls are in college or either in the working field. And he said he has never seen a district, and this is a father. He said, even though his kids live out in the suburbs, he said, I've never seen a district where they have this many days, school days off. Never seen anything like it. And I'm sure a lot of other people would say the same thing. There are a lot of off days for Chicago Public Schools children. His issue is this, because we talk about this all the time. Most of these children in Chicago public schools, unless you're going to a baccalaureate program, a magnet school, or selective enrollment school, your child is not reading at grade level nor doing math at grade level. A political rally, to take children out of school for a political rally, basically this is what this is. Bring Chicago Home is, it's a pact. You know, this is a pact that is trying to get this legislation passed, and that's what they're supposed to do. But once you bring in Chicago public school students and it takes any time out of the classroom, that's where I draw the line. And it sounds like, yeah, Attorney Smith, that's where you guys are too on this.
That's exactly right. You know, we watch proficiency levels very carefully in Chicago and throughout Illinois. And in Chicago, just 1 in 4 students can read at grade level. And it's even lower in math, and it's even lower for low-income students,
yes,
and for minorities. And that is heartbreaking. I'm a parent. That is heartbreaking to me to think that only 1 in 4 students can read at grade level. And as a parent, like, it's much more
in the entire state. It's not just black and brown people.
Right.
It's not just white. It's white kids. It's just children. They're not getting the education and the curriculum that they need to be successful in life.
Right. And I talk with teachers frequently. And one thing that I keep hearing, and this is a little off the subject of Bring Chicago Home, but it gets to the point of not having enough time in the day to teach what's really important, that there are so many mandates and so many things that they're supposed to do during the day that it takes away time from teaching the basics. And I think that, you know, we need to make sure that students can read and do math at grade level. And yes, we need to make sure they understand civics and they need to understand our government, but that's not going to happen by taking them out of school.
Exactly. Yeah, and don't use our children as political pawns in your political agendas. You know,
right.
We would have things like mock elections, which is great, great experience and that sort of thing. But to take children out of school, do they really know what Bring Chicago Home is? If that is part of a social studies curriculum, teach it. Talk about
right.
it. Talk about current events. Nobody's going to chide you for that. But to take
right.
children out of class, and you know, for the optics, I mean, you know, it's not a good look, in my opinion. All right, then,
right.
I've got to take a break. We're talking to Attorney Miley Smith, 773-591-1690. If you think that Attorney Smith and I are off the mark on this, you have a right to call and just give me the devil. 773-591-1690. But I stand behind what I said. This is, I don't think it's right. I cannot, it's Joe Ferguson. He's the CPS Inspector General now, right?
I think he's the former Inspector General.
He's the former Inspector.
This is the type of thing he called out during Lori Lightfoot.
Exactly.
Yes, and CPU did as well. Lori Lightfoot, a campaign staffer, sent out an email to CPS
right.
employees for student volunteers, and Davis Gates called it unethical, and Joe Ferguson called it deeply, deeply problematic. And I think that, you know, here's where we see CPU can't have it both ways.
Nope.
They can't call this unethical.
All right, then, 773-591-1690. If you totally disagree with me, you can call me. I'm up for it. 773-591-1690. Make your case why this is not wrong. Why the Illinois Policy Institute, why are they out of order? Because they're making a formal complaint. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking to Attorney Miley Smith. And Attorney Smith is with us today because of, I thought it was concerning. It's Maley Smith. She is the Senior Director of Labor Policy and a staff attorney for the Illinois Policy Institute. The Chicago Teachers Union announced the Friday, March 15th event that would be in a couple of days. The Friday, March 15th event in an email to members. CTU Vice President Jackson Potter wrote that the union is partnering with pro-tax hike advocacy group Bring Chicago Home to take Chicago public school students out of class to attend a pro-tax hike student power forum and parade to the polls. They're not paying any property taxes. They're being kids. There's a difference in a civics lesson, in my opinion, Attorney Maley Smith, and a civics lesson within the school and going to a rally. You do rallies and that sort of things when you're not supposed to be in school. That's why you have, you know, gangs and sports when you're not in school. That's why they do it. 773-591-1690. It's really something to me. According to the CPS Code of Ethics, CPS employees are prohibited from engaging on behalf of political campaigns during work hours while they're being paid with taxpayer funds. CTU has given at least $200,000 to the Bring Home Chicago campaign while also requesting funds for teacher housing subsidies in their next contract. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, you're on WVON. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Ms. Small. Great day. I agree with you. And let me say this. I'm going to say this on a standpoint as a parent and an employee. I called recently and said, I don't even know what Bring Chicago Home means. Let's just start there. Again, nobody has explained where those funds are going to go. Stop calling people and asking them to vote for that when you can't give me that explanation. That's first point. Secondly, these statistics are true. It doesn't apply to my child.
Right.
But I do that there are a lot of children and families that this does apply to.
Where they are not reading and doing math at grade level.
I can't say that for, you know, like I said, for my daughter.
Right,
and her support.
Right.
But is that true? Absolutely. There are so many obstacles and things that's going on in the school, the migrant crisis, all of this that's affecting the classroom. We don't talk about it because nobody want to hear it, but it's the truth. So there are so many other issues, and that's not the only issue that's affecting the classroom. You know, that's combined with the issues that were already present. That's what I mean. So I'm not solely blaming it on that.
Right.
But what I'm saying, there are so many things that are going on in the school that this does not make sense. It is not right. These children are, for what the Republicans would say, are woke. They know how they feel about certain issues. I listen to them talk. They are well versed. But this is, unless they are doing a civic engagement thing where they are teaching them something, they should not be out of school. That is my opinion, and I do not agree with it.
I don't know what parent would give permission for their child to be in the streets in the middle of a school day in Chicago.
And, well, I don't understand it either if it's a parent who's not at meat, because they call it meat, who's not at meat. If your child is not at meat and above, they shouldn't be taking anything extra to go out to do anything. That's my feeling on it. So that should be, if they're trying to do that, that should be for children who are at grade level. who can read, who their math scores are a certain thing.
Yes.
We're just talking about, because sometimes children who are struggling are looking for any reason to be out of school.
Exactly.
Do they agree with this, or are they just looking to be out of school?
I want to ask Attorney Smith. I mean, because Melissa made some very good points, Attorney Smith, about this. Do we know who is selected to be at these pro rallies? Which schools are they talking about? Or are you taking the best and the brightest out of the schools? Are you making this, you know, optional if you want to come or not? Do we know anything of how these children are selected to be, to participate in these events?
We don't. We don't know the extent to which this email went out. We don't know if it went out to all employees from CTU, to just members at certain schools.
Right.
But it was asked, it did mention, you know, like all school, like at your schools, like it didn't say only those students that are, you know, haven't missed a certain number of days this year, or only those students who are doing well. It said encourage students, organize students to go, of what constitutes who should or shouldn't go.
I can't believe it. I just don't. And, you know, a lot of there's some parents that are not as engaged, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you can do this. This is a safety issue. It's not a field trip, you know, that is, or something like that. I don't even know if they do field trips. I don't know if they're just doing schools in the South Loop. I noticed that when they have these type of events, it's always Jones College Prep that is there, which represents the best and some of the best and the brightest of our students in a magnet or selected enrollment school. I have lots of questions. I just have lots of questions.
Yeah, I think the Chicago Tribune, they had an editorial yesterday that I think really hit it on the head. And they said clearly at the center of the whole idea was encouraging students about the initiative's value and then shepherding them to the polls to dutifully tally their yes vote. And the CCU email talked about, you know, helping them vote, hearing from the candidates themselves, getting voting support from them. I don't care what political side you are on, and we know that CCU is a political machine, and we know what side they're on.
Right.
I don't want telling my child how to vote.
I don't want to be told how to vote. So you don't want to definitely, if there anybody's going to influence how your child is going to vote, it's you.
Right, exactly. And having them learn that through articles and things like that, but not going to a political rally, hearing from a certain number of candidates, one side of a voter initiative, and then being told how to vote. And that's really what the bottom line here was. You know, Chicago Teachers Union cannot be separated from Bring Chicago Home. They are a main funder of it.
Yes.
But as you said, they've already talked about using money that is generated from it, if it passes, for their own initiatives, like housing assistance for their members. That's not about the homeless. And as the caller just mentioned, like, there's nothing in this referendum that guarantees the money will actually go to efforts to help the homeless.
Well, there's nothing that they've ever passed and asked taxpayers to pay into, and it's never goes to where it's supposed to go. It's a slush fund for something else. Attorney Miley Smith, Illinois Policy Institute, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this. I think it was important. You were a great representative on this issue, and I'm going to continue to follow you, and we have Illinois Policy Institute on all the time. So we'll have you back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.